This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An upbeat President Joe Biden says a deal to resolve the government's debt ceiling crisis seems very close. He spoke late Friday, shortly after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen pushed the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default back to June 5th. That announcement seemed likely to drag negotiations between the White House and Republicans into another frustrating week. House Republicans, led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, spent the day negotiating by phone and computer with the White House. One Republican negotiator, Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, called Biden's comments a hopeful sign, but also cautioned there's still sticky points impeding a final agreement. Authorities say Russia's southern Belgorod region that borders Ukraine came under attack from Ukrainian artillery fire hours after two drones struck a Russian city in a region next to the Crimea Peninsula. The Kremlin's forces, meanwhile, struck a clinic in Dnipro on Friday, killing two and wounding another 23, including two children. Ukrainian officials also said a Russian missile hit a dam in a district of Donetsk province in eastern Ukraine that placed nearby settlements under threat of severe flooding. Russia's Belgorod region was earlier this week the target of one of the most serious cross-border attacks from Ukraine since the war began 15 months ago. Saudi Arabia and the United States say the warring parties in Sudan are adhering better to a week-long ceasefire after days of fighting. The two countries reported in a statement Friday that relative calm followed days of clashes. The week-long ceasefire is a seventh attempt at a truce, as all of the previous agreements were violated. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two suspected Chinese agents have been charged in the U.S. in a bribery case and an anti-communist group. Guatemalan police have arrested the country's prosecutor for crimes against migrants on Friday, accusing him of alleged abuse of authority. Eduardo Campos was formerly an anti-corruption prosecutor in the country during the administration of the former president, Jimmy Morales. It was not immediately clear whether the accusations by the far-right Foundation Against Terrorism, a group that started out defending military officers accused of war crimes, but also targeted members of the justice system who works with corruption cases. Two veterans who stormed the U.S. Capitol in a military-style formation with Oath Keepers members have been sentenced to prison terms for their roles in the January 6, 2021 attack. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta on Friday sentenced Jessica Watkins of Woodstock, Ohio, to 8 years and 6 months behind bars and sentenced Kenneth Harrelson of Titusville, Florida, to 4 years in prison. On Thursday, Mehta sentenced Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes to 18 years in prison. For his seditious conspiracy conviction, a jury acquitted Watkins and Harrelson of seditious conspiracy, but convicted them of obstructing Congress's certification of President Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And again, two suspected Chinese agents have been charged in the U.S. with bribery to disrupt an anti-communist group. AP correspondent Norman Hall tells us more.
Authorities have arrested two suspected Chinese government agents in connection with an alleged plot by Beijing to disrupt and ultimately topple the exiled anti-communist Falun Gong spiritual movement. John Chin and Lin Fong were charged in an indictment unsealed Friday with scheming to revoke a New York-based Falun Gong organization's tax-exempt status and paying bribes to an undercover officer posing as a U.S. tax agent. Prosecutors say evidence includes wiretapped conversations. The Justice Department has made a series of prosecutions in recent years to disrupt China's efforts in the U.S. to identify, locate, and silence critics and pro-democracy activists. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.